Shalom. Welcome to 5 Minute Musar. You may have seen recently, December 29th, in the Times UK newspaper, that they had an article on mindfulness and meditation as leading to narcissism and spiritual superiority. It's a form of what they call spiritual narcissism. And apparently in a survey of 3,700 people, they found that the majority of people who had a daily sitting practice of mindfulness meditation, that they led them to more spaces of the ego, and what we would call in Musar in the Jewish tradition, of leaning towards arrogance, of not being balanced in humility, taking too much space of one's self-worth, and more so thinking of oneself as better than others who do not have a daily sitting practice. So, I don't know if you've seen the article. I welcome you to look it up. I bring this up because that was my own experience many, many years ago. I was 22, fresh out of college, and began sitting in Buddhist communities, particularly run by Jew Boos, what we call Jewish people who were born Jewish but had chosen Buddhism as their daily practice. And I sought out sitting meditation to help me become a better person, help me with the incessant thoughts and the angst of the 20-something-year-old. And I sat with it for years, but found over and over that when I would leave and, for instance, go sit and have tea with others who were sitting with me, that I was not, first of all, I was sitting in judgment of others, and I was also surrounded by others who were sitting in judgment. And I wasn't seeing us actually change in growth, particularly myself. So it's what eventually led me to Musar, what we call at the Institute of Jewish Spirituality, Tikkun Midot. And thank God that I stumbled upon it. And as an observant Jew, as one who observes Judaism, I finally found what I was looking for, which is this spiritual discipline, a daily one of mindfulness, where it is this tikkun midot of really working on one's soul traits. So I find that there can be those who sit with mindfulness and sitting meditation who are finding that they're perhaps not changing or growing, or are of a need of more practice. And so that is why I combined in my life practice both Musar and mindfulness meditation. I found that mindfulness meditation fit well in the Musar modalities that was needed to actually transform. So in Musar, we have the daily Cheshbon HaNefesh practice, where we look at our words, our thoughts, and our deeds as related to how we treat ourselves, how we treat others, and our relationship with God. And that over time shines a beautiful light on who we really are, how we really behave, what we're thinking consistently, what we're saying consistently, how we're behaving or not behaving. And the sitting meditation helps with the development of awareness, and when done with a compassionate leader, it is done with compassion in addition to that beautiful spotlight of truth, of investigation. Once we come to recognize and have that acceptance, that awareness of allowing who we are and what we're sitting with, but it's in the musar, in the actual practice, that we begin to transform and we get to see what else is going on. So it doesn't lead us to sitting and perhaps being even aware of the embodied feeling in self, but then what to do with it. Once I leave the cushion, the zafu, the meditation cushion, what do I do then? Is it actually transforming me in my daily behavior, especially towards others, in addition to the self? So I welcome you to Kehilat Musar at the Institute of Holiness, where we integrate Musar with mindfulness meditation, in addition to all the other beautiful modalities of Musar, where we have a chanting morning meditation, we have Kabbalot practices that we do daily. The key one, the foundational, which I mentioned earlier, is the Heshbon HaNefesh, the accounting of the soul journal, 5 minutes each evening. With compassion and loving kindness, we look at ourselves. And we do this with a chavruta, a learning partner, and a musar group called a va'ad, where we learn and practice together in supportive community. And over time, that helps us change, transform, to live in alignment with our values and who we are. I welcome you to join me on Tuesday. I believe it's the 5th of January. Forgive me if I have the dates wrong. Well, let's count here. Today is Yom Chamishi. It's Thursday, the 31st. We have Friday, the 1st. Saturday, the 2nd. Sunday, the 3rd. Monday, the 4th. Tuesday, the 5th. Yes. Tuesday, January 5th, 2021. Mazal Tov to everyone. At 12:30 Eastern Standard Time, or 7:30 p.m. Israeli time, Jerusalem time, I will be leading a half-hour session of meditation in the Jewish tradition, which is based on metta, vipassana, loving-kindness meditation in the Buddhist tradition, through the Jewish lens and view and practice. It's sponsored by the Institute of Jewish Spirituality, and I will be leading that half-hour meditation live on Facebook Live and on Zoom, and we will integrate both Musar and sitting together in mindfulness meditation, and I welcome you to join me. I look forward to sitting and practicing and growing together. I am Rabbi Chasya Uriel Steinbauer of the Institute for Holiness and the community of Kehilat Musar.